On August 20, 1973, Chuck Wilcox, his wife Dawn, and their two children Garth and Linda sailed Vela through San Francisco's Golden Gate with a plan to travel around the world in 4 years. Not all of them embarked on this voyage with equal enthusiasm. Garth, at 13, could hardly wait to begin a real adventure, like Horatio Hornblower. The scent of salt air sent a surge of adrenaline through him. His family had prepared for what seemed like his entire life, and the day had finally come. He loved the way the wind buffeted his face and loved figuring out how to make the boat go faster. He'd enjoyed racing the family's 26-foot Thunderbird in beer can races at their yacht club and weekend cruises around the bay. In fact, he loved nearly everything about sailing, except for seasickness. And now, on this bigger boat, the family would sail around the world. He couldn't imagine anything he'd rather be doing. He couldn't understand why his sister dreaded the voyage. Life at home was predictable, but that seemed to appeal to his sister. Garth took a last glimpse over his shoulder at San Francisco Bay, which he'd explored so thoroughly on cruises with his family, and noticed that his mother seemed unusually subdued. Normally, she was perpetually in motion, diligently tackling whatever needed to be done without hesitating. Today she seemed tense, squinting through her cat-eye glasses at the hazy features of the San Francisco skyline, as though she'd never seen them before. Dawn's stomach churned with the cinnamon roll and cup of Nescafe she'd downed at 6 a.m. before they left Ballena Bay. Some of that surely came from the jitters she felt about embarking on the journey. She studied the city skyline behind them, committing its details to memory. It would be a long time before she might see it again. Early morning light revealed the Transamerica building shrouded in fog. She could hear the steady bleating of the foghorns scattered around the bay, from boats hidden in the murk. She was excited for the voyage, and yet her enthusiasm was tinged with sadness and anxiety. Tears pooled in the corners of her eyes, and she fought back an urge to let them flow. She'd worked so hard toward this day, and now that it was finally here, the swirl of conflicting emotions caught her by surprise. She still worried whether undertaking this voyage was the right decision. Were they ready? Would they have enough food, water, and medications? Would her nurse's training prove adequate to address any medical issues they might face? Could her children thrive in a floating world, growing up away from their cousins and friends, doing schoolwork through correspondence school? Would the knowledge they gained about the world offset the dangers they might encounter? The thought of leaving her mother and sister for years tugged at her. So did the memory of saying goodbye to Chuck's mother and ailing father, who seemed surprised at their departure despite years of preparation. After her father-in-law's second heart attack and quadruple bypass surgery, she wondered if they would ever see him again. She dabbed at the corners of her eyes and wiped her runny nose with the edge of her sleeve, resisting the emotions that threatened to pull her under. Not wanting the children to see her conflicted, she turned to look forward, out to sea, toward Hawaii and the exciting future they had planned. After so many years devouring National Geographic magazines, Dawn longed to see the world they brought to her doorstep and to share it with her children. Maybe sailing around the world wouldn't be the easiest way, but it appealed to Chuck, and if that was what he wanted, she would do everything in her power to reach his goal. She hoped she could do this and still be a good mother. Garth was fully on board, but Linda didn't want to leave her friends and role as captain of the fourth grade football team. Still, every 10-year-old needs periodic convincing to do things that might be in her best interest. Surely she'd grow into it. The wind freshened and the boat heeled. Waves danced on the water in front of them. The occasional white cap surged forward with a noisy pfft, then vanished. Chuck steadied the wheel to keep Vela on track. His job was to keep the boat going. He hoped the boat was prepared for the challenge of sailing around the world. He'd done everything he could imagine to get ready. But it wasn't possible to anticipate everything, was it?